Hey, this is Dylan Short, host of Locked On Braves, and you're listening to Locked On Yankees.
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. Sorry, I'm recording while a tropical storm is happening outside, and my lights just flickered. Anyway, my name is Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener to the show, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. The Yankees won again last night against the Philadelphia Phillies. I'll recap the game. I'll shine the spotlight on specific players and their heroics last night. I will also be talking about 10 years ago today when A-Rod made history and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So it's a very rainy, windy day. It's a good thing that they canceled tonight's game ahead of time because there would have been no way for this game to have been played today. It is just too rainy, too windy. The one positive I will say about this storm is that it made everything feel like it's 20 degrees cooler than it's been the past 3 weeks. So that's nice. But it's not like you can really have your windows open because the wind and the rain are blowing inside. So, again, good thing they delayed everything. So last night's game featured Jake Arrieta against Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole set down the Phillies 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. DJ LeMahieu led off for the Yankees with a home run. Jay Bruce hit a home run off Cole in the top of the third. I will say this, Cole wasn't his best last night. But he still ended up getting the win, and it's his 19th win in a row. So he is on a roll right now, and even when he's not pitching well, or not pitching well, he pitched fine. So even when he pitches fine, he still gets the win. That's my point. He doesn't have to be lights out in order to get the win. That's what I mean. I've only had one cup of coffee today, so I'm a little out of sorts. Actually, technically, I haven't even had a full cup of coffee because I enjoy drinking my coffee out of mugs that are the size of my head, and I'm not done yet. So, anyway, back to the game. Last night, the Yankees did something very nice for both Joe Girardi and Didi Gregorius in their returns to Yankee Stadium. They had montages of their performances and highlights and accomplishments as Yankees, and it was slightly depressing watching Didi's, because Didi had some really cool moments in the playoffs for the Yankees, and it's a bummer that the Yankees weren't able to win a ring for him. Now, in the bottom of the third, something that's only happened 3 times in Brett Gardner's career occurred against Jake Arrieta. He hit a home run to left field, and I believe the last time he hit a home run that he technically hit to left field was an inside the park home run in 09. So yeah, this is a very rare thing, and Phil Hughes even tweeted something about it, saying, "Gardy is my man, but if he's hitting home runs to the opposite field, something's definitely up with the baseball." Then, after back-to-back groundouts by Tyler Wade and DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge and Aaron Hicks hit back-to-back doubles. Hicks's double obviously scored Judge, and then Giancarlo Stanton was called out on strikes, and the Yankees were up 3-1. It stayed that way until the bottom of the sixth, when everyone's new favorite player Gio Urshela played hero. Aaron Hicks walked to start the inning. Giancarlo Stanton was hit by a pitch. Then Mike Ford flied out to Bryce Harper. Aaron Hicks made it to third. Then Gio Urshela hit a fly ball to left center field that landed in the opposing bullpen for a three-run shot that put the Yankees up 6-1. I keep waiting for the clock to strike midnight on Gio Urshela and waiting for him to turn back into a pumpkin, and it is not happening. Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but it's just amazing that the Yankees got him for nothing, and he has been spectacular since he was acquired. And it's not only at the plate, he's also making spectacular plays at third base. So in the top of the seventh, Gerrit Cole was replaced by Brooks Kryske. So Cole's final line was 6 innings pitched, 1 run on 5 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. He gave up that 1 home run to Jay Bruce. He threw 91 pitches, 58 of them were for strikes. Kryske had some issues. He walked 2, allowed a hit, allowed an earned run in only 1/3 of an inning. Chad Green came in, got 2 outs on 2 strikeouts. Luis Avalon came in. He pitched an inning, gave up 1 run on 2 hits with 2 strikeouts. Then Zach Britton came in the 9th, got the save, had 1 strikeout, and the Yankees win.
The Yankees win!
Now, the Yankees hit 3 home runs last night, but none were hit by Aaron Judge, so his streak is now over. But he still had a good day at the plate. He was 2-for-4 with that double. LeMahieu was 2-for-4 with his home run. Ford was 1-for-3. Hicks was 1-for-3. Stanton was 0-for-2, but he had a walk. Gary Sanchez was 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts.
Gary, where are you?
Urshela was 1-for-4. Obviously, that one was a big one. And Gardner was 1-for-3. So Cole was victorious in his Bronx debut. I'm sure he envisioned his Bronx debut to be very different when he signed his contract. But he also told reporters last night that he envisioned a win, and that's what he got. In a moment, I'll be catching you up on any news that you need to know about the Yankees, and we'll be taking a look back at 10 years ago today when Alex Rodriguez hit a major milestone in his career. But first, let's talk about Postmates, because if you're like me, you probably start thinking about what you want to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food. That's why I love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without even leaving the house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact deliveries. So now, when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. They also have Postmates Pickup, which I've been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants, especially the Mexican place in our town. It is so good. But listen up. You guys need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've only been ordering local because it's a great way to support my community. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi, they actually make my life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it off right outside my house. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get everything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. So as I said at the top, today's game was canceled because of the inclement weather that we're sitting through right now. So the Yankees and Phillies will be playing a doubleheader tomorrow in Philadelphia. So in the first game that's scheduled at 4:05 p.m. and that will also only be 7 innings long, the Yankees will serve as the home team. The Phillies will be the home team for the second game, which is scheduled to begin approximately 35 minutes after the conclusion of the first game. Yes. In 2020, doubleheaders are now 7-inning games. And this is an idea that my brother had a long time ago, and he's kind of excited that MLB has adopted it for now. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow how the Yankees do in only 7 innings of work. None of the matchups have been posted, so I'm not sure who's pitching for either team, so that will probably happen either later today or maybe tomorrow morning. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you know that I can recall dates, and August 4th is a special date for A-Rod in 2 separate years. In 2007, he hit his 500th home run, and in 2010, he hit his 600th home run. It took him a while to get to 600 because we bought tickets to games, random weekday games, to try and see him hit this home run in the end of July, and it took him until August 4th to do it. And when he did it, it was a big one. He hit it into Monument Park. It was a no-doubter. And it was also the bottom of the first inning against Blue Jays starter Sean Markham, so he got it out of the way early that day. And it was the only hit he had. The Yankees went on to win that game 5-1. Markham picked up the loss. Phil Hughes got the win. A-Rod was the only one on the Yankees to hit a home run. Derek Jeter and Mark Teixeira both hit doubles. So I went to Pinstripe Alley to see if anything else happened on August 4th, and oh boy, August 4th was a big day in Yankees history. 37 years ago today, Dave Winfield was arrested for animal cruelty after killing a seagull while warming up during the game in Toronto. I remember being horrified by that news. 35 years ago today, I watched Tom Seaver earn his 300th win against the Yankees. I remember it well. It was also Phil Rizzuto Day. They retired his number. The Yankees presented him with a cow that knocked him over. I'm sure you guys have seen that footage over and over again, but I definitely remember watching Tom Seaver win his 300th. His family was there. People were celebrating. As much as you don't want your team to lose, it is kind of cool to see history be made. So to see him get his 300th win, that was a pretty big deal. Oh, and 13 years ago today, as I mentioned, A-Rod had his 500th home run, and it actually was another first inning home run. This was the home run that he hit in old Yankee Stadium. It was a really steamy day against the Royals. A-Rod was wearing his sunglasses. He hit the ball, and he pretended, or I don't know if he pretended, but he acted like he didn't know where it went, and it ended up being a home run. He was the youngest player to hit 500 home runs. He was 32 years and 8 days old. And he was the first Yankee since Mickey Mantle to hit the milestone home run in the Bronx. So that's cool. I'm going to end this show early just because the weather is really iffy and my lights keep flickering and I'm afraid everything's going to go off before I can edit this. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Tuesday, be safe out there, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.